just an affair in the office, of course he's not going to tell the players. He has no right to do it, and he has no reason. Coaches don't put their their problems on the players. Yeah, I know a law firm was there, but 99% of inappropriate relationships inside NBA front offices do not involve a law firm. That doesn't.
Right, that's how you know it's real serious.
So, yeah, so, but what?
But we
don't know what happened. That's my point.
No, we don't know what happened, but that's why I probably wouldn't go out to California and act like everything's okay with my players and what? Crossing my fingers and hoping that nothing comes out? Because look at what's happening now. They're all blindsided and they're all feeling really duped and feeling really betrayed by their coach because it's a couple weeks before the season and they now have to start with an interim coach who's literally never coached an NBA game before. It's a team who's hoping to go back to the finals.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
It ended up doing more damage.
Well, here's the other question. Like, do we know that they feel duped and deceived? Like, yeah, they didn't know. They found out on Twitter, all these things. But, like, you know, after Marcus Smart said what he said there, he also said, we're still behind him. We still love him. He's still our guy. Right? We went to the finals with him. It doesn't change what we've done with him. So, like, yeah maybe they're a little upset that they didn't know about it. But also maybe they understand why they didn't know.
Okay.
And
so last week when the owner and the head coach were up there and they were asked Brad Stevens, how are the players taking this? And he said, I'm not going to lie. They're not taking it well. They're not robots and they're not taking this well. There's a lot of emotions there. He didn't have to say that. He could have said everyone's handling it in their own way. He put it out there that everyone was feeling really shaken up by this. And of course they would be.
But I'm not going to feel a second of sympathy for anyone in that organization player until they tell me what happened. Because if there's going to be some
sympathy for the players
finding
out at like this,
I don't. Yeah, maybe it's not ideal, but I don't feel bad for the players. They're highly paid professionals. They're going to be fine, and they're probably going to be pretty good.
Well, here's the thing, though. You just added like this major question mark to a season that had super high expectations. It wasn't that long ago the Celtics were like one of the favorites to win the East.
Yeah,
and now you just put a head coach who's never coached a game. I know Ime Udoka was a longtime assistant, so do you think Lightning's going to strike twice
there?
Yeah,
it's not like Udoka had 10 championships under his belt. Yeah, they might be fine. It's the NBA.
That's
talent wins over coaches.
That's my point.
Yeah,
also,
that's what everybody thinks. Of course, it's the NBA, that old stereotype to just roll the ball out and get out of the way. I mean, yeah, do you really downgrade the Celtics?
Do you think Steve Kerr just rolls the ball out and gets out of the way?
I mean, they went, what, like 15-0 with Luke Walton as their head coach before when Steve Kerr was hurt? And
I know, but that regular season is different than the playoffs. You know that.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Facing a team and one day after the next, the same team, adjustments to adjustments to adjustments, it's different.
I do think there is a stereotype out there that NFL play callers have a lot more impact on a game than NBA coaches.
Well, I'm not going to fight you there.
Yeah, because I think
but you're saying that no impact. You roll the balls out and let Michael Jordan go do his thing. Okay.
That's kind of
it's
the
like
thing.
Pushing guys around.
Yeah. Could Stu Kovacs have coached Michael Jordan to 6 championships?
Doug Collins couldn't.
You know what? I
he
think
he probably could have if they stayed around.
I think Stu Kovacs could have coached Michael Jordan for those third three.
Yeah,
not
definitely the third three.
The first three, I think that was Phil Jackson really building something up there. Yeah. But that third three, I could have coached Dennis Rodman and Kukoc and that team over.
Well, imagine what Dennis Rodman would have done to Mike Sampson. I mean, we once stuffed you into a box.
I would have been out partying with him without showering after games every night.
We put Sampson in a box that had a dummy in it because the dummy is taller than Sampson, so we thought, could he fit in the box? Turns out he could. What would Dennis Rodman have done to you?
He definitely would have colored my hair and designed something very funky. I feel like Dennis Rodman's the kind that would have taken me under his wing and shown me the ropes and like, hey, here's my Carmen Electra. let me introduce
dreams.
You to her friends also.
You know, to be honest, there's only two ways that could have gone. Either he takes you under his wing or you become the complete sacrificial lamb.
I'm a glass half full kind of guy.
Or both. By the way, it's so weird to hear Marcus Smart complaining about something. The season ain't even started. That's totally out of character for that guy to be negative and complain about something. It's almost
it wasn't
as if.
Just him.
Yeah, but I mean, Marcus Smart, I mean, come on. You could get a version of that quote about 17 different things. He is always whining about something.
I thought it was the most revealing, just the fact that Udoka came out there and acted like everything was okay when he knew he was under this investigation. To me, that is weird.
Oh, poor Celtics players. You know I'm a Sixers fan.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Jason Tatum is $50 million a year. I hope he can figure out how to play this year. Ben Simmons, this would probably take him out for 3 years. Stop feeling bad for these guys. They're pros, Maggie. They'll figure it out. Joe Mazzulla is probably an amazing coach, by the way.
Well, we're going to find out. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Okay, coming up, Aaron Rodgers making his weekly appearance on McAfee today. We'll bring you what he had to say. It's interesting. You're going to want to hear it. Maggie and Perloff, don't move. Time for a CBS Sports Update. Here's Rich Eckert.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
Well, week three of the NFL season ended last night. The season is over for Sterling Shepard once again after he suffered a torn AC.